Dr. Larry Nassar, who admitted to molesting young gymnasts, has been sentenced to 60 years in prison on federal child pornography charges.
Today, Larry Nassar faced a day of reckoning, a day of reckoning on his federal case. He faces more days just like this in state court.
U.S. Attorney Andrew Burgi. A total of 6 wildfires now burning in Southern California, driven by the Santa Ana winds, the newest blaze in San Diego County. Checking your money, Dow opening the day at 24-211, NASDAQ at 68-12. In sports, Wizards beat the Suns 109-99. Bradley Beal scoring 34 of those points. Redskins will be in L.A. to take on the Chargers. Game action begins right here at WMAL, starting at 3 p.m. on Sunday. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Holiday traditions, holiday parties, holiday shopping can all be ruined by holiday weather.
A winter weather advisory has been issued.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel and Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
This is Vince Colonnaise. If you're planning to sell your home, call Frank Prindle. With more than 25 years delivering top dollar to his clients and his promise of a guaranteed sale, I trust Frank, and so should you. Go to itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
It's 7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Extra heavy, Maryland on 29, trying to get down toward the Beltway. And that's from the earlier crash. All lanes have been reopened as you head into Four Corners. So a little bit better news. I know it's a little bit frustrating to hit that solid lineup as you come out of White Oak. But the closer you get past Trader Joe's and Four Corners, the better the pace. On the top side, 95 around to George Avenue. We're pretty solid in that lineup through that stretch. I'm going to take the trip onto New Hampshire Avenue inside the Beltway here as you come up toward Blair Road. Heading from northeast to northwest. That's where crews are dealing with a crash under police direction there, New Hampshire Avenue, Blair Road. No problems, Virginia, on the Greenway or the toll road. Route 7 looks like the lane's been open. Route 7, as you come inbound near Belmont Ridge, had the minor crash quickly out of the travel lanes now. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winter has arrived, and we'll get some snow, and that's going to just be a nuisance more than anything else. Not today, overcast, and probably about 41. Tonight, a mixture of rain and snow around. Maybe a period of all snow, and that could last into tomorrow. Tonight's low in the mid-30s and staying in the mid-30s. About 1 to 3 inches of slushy accumulation in spots. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 37 degrees and partly cloudy in Burke. It's clear in Olney, 33, 38 degrees at Reagan National. Traffic and weather sponsored by RE/MAX. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning to you. Joining us at 7:45, Larry Michael will be with us. We'll talk about the upcoming game. At 8:05, it's Representative Louis Gohmert. We'll discuss the Mueller investigation with him and all the changes. It is fast moving, and he has it all for us. And at 8:15, Ed Henry from the Fox News Channel is with us to discuss all things D.C. I'm Mary Walter, and I am here with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, who is sitting in the seat for Vince Colonnese, who is not feeling well today.
Yes, good morning, Mary. Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
I'm glad you're here. Joining us, David Bossie. He's the president of Citizens United. He's the former deputy campaign manager to the Donald Trump presidential campaign, and he has a new book out called Let Trump Be Trump. I love the title. David, good morning, and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
One of the things we were just talking about, Melania Trump and Karen Pence stopping at Whataburger when they were in Texas. And I said the first thing that came to mind was, oh, she's got to be buying something for the president. She couldn't possibly be eating Whataburger. Melania Trump looks like she would never eat something like that. But President Trump has a different diet. Can you tell us about his diet on the campaign trail? Because this is just fascinating to so many people.
Yeah, it has been interesting that the media, the mainstream media, has really picked up on what we ate on the campaign trail. And part of what we did is we never stopped to sit down for a meal. So we always ate fast food. So the basic food groups on the plane were McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, pizza, and, you know, an Oreo cookie. That was basically it. No other food groups.
Oh, see, I could do that a couple of times, but after a while, I'd be like, does somebody have a salad? Is there a vegetable anywhere on this plane?
Well, I can tell you as the staff, we felt the same way, and the Secret Service certainly felt the same way. They got so tired of the menu that they just started getting their own food as a group. So, this guy has a motor. The president has a motor that is unbelievable. He drove much younger people into the ground during the campaign. We would do 3, 4, 6 events a day in 2 or 3 different time zones. We'd fly 10,000 miles in a day, and he would just be going and going. He wanted to spread his message during the campaign of hope, growth, and opportunity, you know, the old Jack Kemp vision of America, to everybody he could touch. And he's a tireless worker, and that's one of the reasons why we never sat down. We just never stopped working, and as part of the reason he won, he outworked Hillary Clinton.
Hey, Dave, one of the more humorous things in the book talks about the steaming of President Trump's pants. That sounds painful. Now, like, look, full disclosure, now, I've talked to a number of friends of mine who work for President Reagan, and President Reagan would wear sweatpants on the plane and take them off. So, David, how do you do that? I mean, that sounds like painful. Painful.
Okay. Again, to put it in context, we were explaining one day, so we went through that one day. But it's no whoever was around, and it was our team was incredibly small. We had 5 to 7 of us, literally 5 to 7 people. They were the core unit. And no matter who was around, you did what was necessary. So yeah. Corey Lewandowski, the campaign manager, you know, early on in the campaign, went and got the McDonald's. So no matter who you were, what you did whatever's necessary. So when it was game time, when it was a time for a speech, if he had been sitting on an airplane, the president would want to make himself look good and presentable, and you would steam the front of his pants. And no matter who was there that particular day, it was Hope Hicks, but George Jijikos and Keith Johnny McEntee, no matter who was there, did it.
Yeah.
And it was just, it is the president would basically stand there, and you would have to be very careful not burn the guy. And it was entertaining to watch as the other few of us that would stand around. But he wanted to look the best.
Oh, he always looked great.
Speech. He just wanted to give the best to the people that stood in the... Remember, we were having lines. People would stand in lines like a rock concert for 5 hours to get in a snowstorm,
right,
to come see him in an arena. It was an amazing thing. So for the president, he always wanted to do the best and be the best he could be. And that was just part of the... This book, Let Trump Be Trump, is really the behind the scenes of all of the good, the bad, and the ugly of being on that campaign roller coaster.
Well, Dave, I got a question for you. I mean, it's related but a bit different. Are you getting any pushback on the name of the book itself, Let Trump Be Trump? I mean, I think a lot of us recognize the brilliance of President Trump being Trump, but a lot of people feel he's, you know, needs to be quote unquote reined in. So I'm just curious about how the response has been on the title itself.
Yeah, you know, we don't. Well, first of all, like the president, you know, we don't listen to conventional wisdom, and it's
thank goodness.
It's the reason he's the president.
That's right.
If he had been able to be changed, if he had been able to be managed to be a candidate that was willing to have handlers take him over and be a guy that he isn't, he would never have won the nomination, and he would never have won the presidency. He's an authentic guy. So one of the things that Corey Lewandowski did early in the campaign was write "Let Trump be Trump" on the whiteboard in his office, and it was the mantra of the early campaign, and it was an important mantra, and we kept that in the general election. And so this book title isn't aimed, and we've been asked this on many networks, of is this aimed at the current White House staff? And we just never really thought of that. We can see how that's thought of now, but it was the mantra of the campaign, and it's the authenticity that we were trying to, because he's his own best communicator.
Well, let me ask you about that authenticity. One of the things that I find interesting, and I see, is that I see him as truly loving this country. He truly loves the military. He truly loves, he's a true patriot. And he sees those things going away, and that's why he fights, you know, for instance, the NFL. So let me ask you, is that genuine, or is that something that he knows will sell to the American people because he's a businessman?
Everybody, around him, told him, don't do it. The NFL is beloved. The NFL is a staple of America. You can't take them on and win. It's impossible. And he said, I'm going to do the right thing, and I'm going to take them on. And he single-handedly dismantled the NFL. I mean, it has been a remarkable thing. Nobody thought he would do that. Everybody thought the NFL players would come out on top on that fight. And you can see now every Sunday, enormous amounts of empty seats. Ratings are down. The arguments are over. And he's just...
But in 30 seconds, did he do that, though, because his love and his patriotism, his love of American patriotism is genuine, or does he do it because he knows that's what his supporters like?
No. He's always loved the military. You look at everything he's done since he's been president, you know, building up the military, honoring our vets by getting the VA, you know, starting to get the VA back in shape. I mean, he is dedicated. And you see what he did yesterday with the Pearl Harbor survivors, on Pearl Harbor Day. That was a unique moment. That's the "Let Trump be Trump" mantra was happening right there. He had these 90-year-old men behind him, and then not part of the script, the one gentleman sings the song "Remember Pearl Harbor," and then he invites them into the Oval Office. I can guarantee you that was not part of the Oval Office. That's part of his desire to honor the veterans of our great nation. So this is part of what "Let Trump Be Trump" is about.
David Bossie, thank you so much for joining us. It sounds like a must read for people who are interested in getting inside the head of the president. Thank you so much. And I also want to add that David Bossie co-authored this with Corey Lewandowski. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Dave.
Have a great weekend.
Appreciate it.
It's time to check the roadways, find out what's going on with the weather. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Marilyn, for our Frederick commuters, you've probably heard by now, but just a reminder if you haven't, on 355, each direction at the Monocacy River Bridge closed for, they think, several weeks. They need to do repairs to a bridge damage there from a crash earlier this week. So if you're coming south on 355, and that's normally your trek, you are able to get down toward the Francis Scott Key Mall, but beyond that, watch for the detours. They're all posted, and they'll be there again for a while. Now, for 270, you're getting all the volume, but we're doing okay. It's Friday, Urbana, Hyattstown. That's really our slowest stretch. Trying to make a recovery into Four Corners and actually doing a little bit better. Yes, it's slow, but all lanes open. Southbound 29 at University Boulevard. Now, Central Avenue, water main break, and that's going to slow you a bit here each direction. Just inside the Beltway, 214 at Bright Seat Road. On 214, you lose a lane and trying to get there from Bright Seat also with the heavy volume. 66, crash reported, and oh boy, yep, as you approach the Beltway, so it's going to be eastbound 66 right near 123. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, cloudy skies, a high of only 41. Now tonight, cloudy skies early. That's going to be followed by a mixture of light rain and snow overnight with a low of 34. Chance of precipitation is 80%. Snow accumulations of an inch or less, but just west and north of the city, you may see 1 to 3 inches. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain and snow. Temperatures steady in the mid-30s. Chance of precipitation 90% for your Saturday. But Sunday, lots of sun with highs in the low 40s. Currently in our nation's capital, 38 degrees. It's 718 on WMAL.
Do you need a will or a trust? Do you use a 401k or a Roth? Do you have a little time on Sunday morning at 8? Tune in to One-on-One Financial Radio with Mark Zamperini here on WMAL.
California, I'm sure you have seen the wildfires out in California, and it's so sad. I was speaking to someone who lived out in California and said, I don't understand. Why is California always burning? What's going on? Because it's a weird, I mean, think about it. But apparently very, very dry. They haven't gotten a lot of rain in quite some time, so it's very dry. And these winds are blowing, these winds are blowing 60 miles an hour and gusts of higher. And so it really fans the flames. And I don't know if you saw some of the pictures that came out this week. People driving on the 405, and literally the entire mountain in front of the entire hillside in front of them is just orange, just glowing. And they're driving, and there's just fire all around them. And then they later closed the 405. But a lot of people, it's so sad, losing their homes. And there was one story that I wanted to share with you. This one of the mansions, because they're in an area where there's a lot of mansions, and it's a very big area in Ventura and Bel Air. And apparently, I guess the firefighters call you and let you know that, hey, your house is going to go up here. So is there anything we can get out for you? And they did call a man, and he said, you know what I want? I want the Christmas tree. He said, if I could save just one thing, what would it be? The firefighter asked him, and he said, please save my Christmas tree for my kids because it's got so many memories.
Wow.
The ornaments. And they did. They got the tree out for him. But some of these homes, they just have to let them burn.
Yeah. Well, it's been hell on earth. I cannot believe that the amount of devastation for those, and it's very dry. Yeah, it's like, what are you going to do? It's not enough water in California to put out those fires.
And unfortunately, some of these people, the wind shifts and boom, and you don't get, you see, there's video, it's just heartbreaking of people running to their cars with whatever they can put in the car.
Literally.
That's what they're saving. So I thought it was interesting that the one thing he asked them to save was the Christmas tree, and he was able to pick it up and take it to his family. And he said, I was also able to express my gratitude to the firemen for, quote, saving the one good thing this holiday season.
Wow.
So he lost everything, but he got that. Waze, I love Waze. I'm a big fan of Waze, the app that you have on your phone, and it tells you how to get places, and it lets you know if there's a backup and how to get around that backup.
Very good situational awareness.
I
do.
You're so military. It's
I like knowing where the fuzz is at when I'm driving, you know? It's like, hey, don't slow down here, you know?
I use it more for getting around traffic. Well, a lot of people in California were using Waze to get around the wildfires, to get out, because some of these roads are really clogged. Well, apparently, Waze is reliant, obviously, on information that other drivers send them.
Right,
for instance, traffic or a crash or something like that. You just hit the button and you put it in, and now it's in the database. And if enough people, I guess, report it, then they make it part of the thing and they put it into their calculations.
Right.
They notice gridlock on a route. They'll reroute you to quieter streets. But some of those quieter streets in California were quieter because they were empty because they were on fire.
Right.
And Waze didn't know they were on fire. There's nothing on Waze, I can tell you right now, where you can pick a hazard of fire.
It's computer logic. It's like, hey, there's no traffic. Why don't you go there? And if there's a fire, then, you know, it doesn't recognize that. So, you know.
So Waze was told about this problem. So they actually put a team together to try to coordinate with police and firefighters in that area in California to try to mark those roads as closed so that people wouldn't get on these streets and drive literally. Some people were driving right into wildfires that they were trying to flee. So it's not a perfect system, but
I've seen it like when the Charlotte protests, they actually had roads all kind of broke roped off for that so they could do it here, too.
And Leslie, you know, there's one guy. We just played part of this for you. California, while California is burning, there's a section of California that's thinking about banning house parties. And there was a gentleman who decided, well, that is not for me. 19A is the shorter clip. 19A, because we're out of time here. But here you go. While California is burning, here's this dude.
I'm an activist and house party enthusiast.
He's a house party enthusiast.
Dude.
I wish we had time to play the whole thing for you.
You ditched Napoleon.
It was like a movie. Dude, I'm a house party enthusiast, and like a lot of met a lot of friends that way. So, yeah, so the other important things going on in California while people's homes are burning to the ground. It is 7:23 on WMAL.
The game of football is about pain. I thought foot pain was going to be with me for the rest of my life. I'm so glad I met Good Feet. I'm so glad those arch supports are in my shoes.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
You hear that? You've got to listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best gift on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
There are never enough hours in the day to get everything done, so when I find an amazing service to make my life easier, I let everyone know. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Drizzly.com is the new way to get beer, wine, and liquor delivered to your door. You get an amazing selection of alcohol and mixers delivered when you need them with Drizzly. Just enter your address on the Drizzly Cider app to shop for your favorite beer, wine, and liquor. Drizzly works with stores in your area so you can shop their shelves online and compare prices for the best deal. Whether your party supply is running low or you're looking for a bottle of something special to give as a holiday gift, Drizzly has you covered. You get the biggest selection, best deals, plus delivery when you use Drizzly. To score $15 off your first purchase, go to drizzly.com and enter the code WMAL. The new way to shop for alcohol has arrived. Drizzly. That's Drizly. Must be 21 or older. $15 off. Orders of $40 or more. Hurry. Offer ends January 1st. Void where prohibited.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. It's first on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 heading eastbound up toward the Beltway. Keep alert. They were dealing with the crash. Still see a bit of activity here right near Nutley Street. So it's going to be after the exit for Nutley Street along the left. It looks like it's on that far left lane, left shoulder here. Nonetheless, though, we do have delays as you come in from the Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks area. Trying to get in toward Chantilly on 50 now with the crash. Heading eastbound Lee Jackson Memorial Highway as you come up toward Pleasant Valley Road. It's just after that, so do watch for police to direct you around there. Greenway Toll Road, fantastic start here. Friday morning, good. It's been pretty light on the Virginia Beltway. The heaviest stretch, Braddock Road and toward Annandale. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, we're in it pretty solid here. 95 to Georgia Avenue and into Four Corners, getting a little bit better. Earlier crash had been southbound Colesville Road at University Boulevard. Gone. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
41 today with a cloudy sky, northwest breeze, a little rain and snow tonight. 34, cold around the suburbs. Rain and snow around tomorrow. Temperature steady in the mid-30s, up to an inch in spots. Maybe 1 to 3 as you get outside the Beltway. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 38 degrees at 7:27 on WMAL.
You gotta fight for your right!
All right. right. We could not deny you your right to party. So this is so incredible. We had to share this with you. This is the house party enthusiast who was wanting his right to party because they're thinking of banning house parties in his town.
Next speaker.
What up, council? My name is Chad Kroger. I'm an activist and house party enthusiast. Over the past week, I've been in a state of deep despair upon hearing the news that LA is trying to outlaw house parties in the Hollywood Hills. I am here determined to stop this future atrocity. My first introduction to manhood came when the captain of my water polo team, Boomer Kingsley, asked me to shotgun a tall can of Bud Light in front of the whole squad at his end of the season bash. His parents were in Tahoe at the time, so we tore that weekend up. It was epic, and I was super stoked. My newfound confidence gave me the courage to ask out the most popular girl in school, Lauren Stockholder, to prom that year. She rejected me, and I had to go with Stacey McMillan, but I didn't care because I was so amped on chugging with my boys. That's what house parties do. Raging at house parties is the truest way to party.
Next.
Is it me, or is that just fulfill every stereotype about California
that you have, right? Yeah. Stoked.
His friend, the captain of the swim team, was the surf team or the swim team, whose name is Boomer. And he asked out Stacy, but Stacy rejected him. So he had to go with Lauren. Poor Lauren.
But I chugged anyway.
But I chugged.
And it was still a good experience. A lot of chugging going on.
And I'm here to stop. I am determined to stop this future atrocity. Oh, Lord. We had to share that with you. And social media loves him. I can get behind tweeting out. I can get behind this platform. House party enthusiast. House party enthusiast. Water polo team. Citizen of the year. They love him. We have the video of this. WMAL.com. Go to Mornings on the Mall. It is right there.
That's right.
It's phenomenal.
Chad's excellent adventure.
729 on WMAL.
I carpool I-66. We can still carpool and ride free on I-66 during rush hour.
Sometimes we even get work done.
And sometimes we get to nap.
Now anyone can use I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex. If you're driving alone, pay with Easy Pass.
I carpool I-66.
Get your Easy Pass or Easy Pass Flex today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
Let's see what's coming up on WMAL. Oh, Al Franken resigned. Did you hear about that? But not right away. He's still there. He's going to resign coming up.
It's an aspiration.
In the coming weeks. And someone else is resigning too. We'll tell you who it is. It's 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. First snow of the season expected tonight. How much snow?
So amounts are probably looking at about an inch to an inch and a half along the I-95 corridor and in and around the district.
Meteorologist Kevin Witt with the National Weather Service. The full forecast is coming up. A vigil last night in New Mexico after a shooter killed two classmates at Aztec High School. The shooter also killed. And a vigil at the Lincoln Memorial last night for a McLean accountant who was shot to death by Park police 3 weeks ago after a chase. That following a hit and run in Alexandria. The FBI is investigating. Changes are coming using your Smart Trip card on Metro. A month from now, negative balances on your card will no longer be allowed. Metro wants you to sign up to have your car reload automatically when the balance drops below $10. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 24-211, the NASDAQ at 68-12. Sports sponsored by MGM National Harbor. Wizards top the Phoenix Suns 109-99. Redskins play the Chargers in LA on Sunday. Game action begins at 3 p.m. right here on WMAL. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Today marks the one-year anniversary of the opening of MGM National Harbor. Since its opening, MGM National Harbor has been the top contributor of education funds for the state of Maryland. Visit MGMNationalHarbor.com to learn more.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Nothing will flatter her more than Mervis Diamond Ear Studs. She'll wear them every day. It's the one essential she'll never take off. Mervis Diamond Ear Studs are classic. They're the ideal accessory. Our studs are brighter and flash more. That's my guarantee. It's the world-famous Mervis quality which creates that blaze of light. Mervis diamonds are so brilliant, it's rude not to stare. Mervis proudly shows the most diamond ear studs. We offer all sizes and prices, starting at just $500 for gorgeous half carats. Our unrivaled collection includes studs from modest to truly grand. The amazing thing is the Mervis value, which makes our diamond ear studs so affordable. For the rest of time, you can trade up your Mervis diamond ear studs for larger, and we'll apply the full purchase price. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Just bring your studs back whenever you're in the mood and keep moving up. All you pay is the difference. Mervis Diamond Importers. For diamond ear studs you can't live without. Financing is available. For stores, go to MervisDiamond.com. Again, that's MervisDiamond.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend A Natural Approach to High Blood Pressure on Wednesday, December 13th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
For families who love the great outdoors every season, the only place to go this season is Cabela's Christmas Sale. Save 30% on all in-stock Cabela's camp furniture and 25% on hunting boots for the family. Get $110 off a Bushnell Trophy Extreme 800 laser rangefinder. Plus, don't miss Saturday 8 a.m. Doorbusters, where the first 250 in line receive a free giveaway. Find great deals for everything on their list. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
It's 7:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Loudoun County commuters are heading in towards South Riding. Extra time needed on 50, coming eastbound 50 with the crash right near Pleasant Valley Road. Not so pleasant. Still have the left lane blocked. We do see the flashing lights and crews at the scene there again. So for our 50 commuters, watch for that extra time, please. On the Greenway Toll Road, not a worry. We're looking good, really off to a good start, enjoying the Friday light there. On the Beltway, Virginia, heaviest stretch just in Annandale, 95. The volume that we did have in Dale City just about cleared out. So those are all in our favor on Friday. We still have a lot of volume, Maryland topside through College Park and Silver Spring. Water main break on Central Avenue just inside the Beltway on 214 at Bright Seat Road. They have a lot of those lanes coned off there, so you're slowly getting by coming off of the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, as we look ahead toward tonight, maybe a little snow around, possibly lingering into Saturday. An inch or so possible in some spots, especially just west and north. Cloudy today, 41. Rain, snow comes in tonight, probably it'll all snow later. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 35 degrees in Herndon, 33 in Olney, 38 at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning to you. You have made it to Friday. Congratulate yourself. Joining us in about 15 minutes will be Larry Michael. We'll talk to him about the upcoming game. At 8:05, Representative Louis Gohmert is with us. And at 8:15, it's Ed Henry from the Fox News Channel. I'm Mary Walter, sitting here with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, because Vince Colonnais not feeling so well. So he's got a whole weekend to recuperate. So hopefully he will be back on Monday.
He's got to have voice lessons or something, right?
No talking for him.
No talking?
No talking for him.
Doesn't he do radio or something?
Yeah, he's not without a voice. He doesn't. All right. Al Franken yesterday, much anticipated, came forward and said, I am going to resign because of allegations that have been made against me. Just remember last week, Nancy Pelosi was saying he should have due process. This is a process. We shouldn't just rush for him to resign. And a week later, Nancy has thrown him under the bus and he's resigning. John Conyers last week was an icon. He was a man, you know, this man's an icon. And he, too, is under the bus now with
he'll be an icon at the rest home.
Yes. Well, I think there was more to him than just the allegations. So if you missed it, we've got some of Al Franken's apology and his speech talking about his resignation. So he set it up first, and here's him talking about what happened, his reaction when he found out that these allegations were lodged against him.
Over the last few weeks, a number of women have come forward to talk about how they felt my actions had affected them. I was shocked. I was upset.
And I'm sure you were.
Shocked to find gambling going on here.
No, but I'm sure he was shocked. For whatever reason, there could be a variety of reasons as to why he was shocked. And I understand that he was upset. And then he addresses the allegations.
In responding to their claims, I also wanted to be respectful of that broader conversation. Because all women deserve to be heard and their experiences taken seriously. I think that was the right thing to do. I also think it gave some people the false impression that I was admitting to doing things that, in fact, I haven't done. Some of the allegations against me are simply not true. Others I remember very differently.
All right, so in his non-apology, we now that he didn't want to say anything because he thinks that some of the things he said give people the false impression that I was admitting to things I haven't done. So in other words, I didn't do any of these things. Some of the allegations aren't true, and others I remember differently. So clearly these women are wrong.
It's like the Marion Barry, the bee set me up.
Yes, but he's getting a statue. I don't think there'll be one to Al Franken.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
It worked for him. So this is this is the masterful non-apology.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this is. And then he talks about,
the non-resignation.
Well, yeah. I'm a champion of women.
I am proud that during my time in the Senate, I have used my power to be a champion of women. And that I've earned a reputation as someone who respects the women I work alongside every day. I know there's been a very different picture of me painted over the last few weeks, but I know who I really am.
None of the women he works alongside every day, as far as I know, came forward with allegations.
Right.
It was a woman he went on a USO tour with, and then various women who met him took pictures with him and say, and he grabbed my butt.
Right.
So maybe he's very respectful of the women he works alongside every day.
Oh, could be. I mean, I see your point, Mary, and I'm not for a witch hunt. And right. I think that's what kind of happened here. I think either party should be pushing back on all these unsubstantiated claims of harassment. And I think that's part of the problem here, is I think you're mixing fact and fiction together to the point of where simply the statement of an allegation becomes as powerful as a substantiated allegation.
Yeah, so along those lines, it's interesting because Al Franken announced, as we're talking about, that he's going to resign. The
right.
question is, when?
Serving in the United States Senate has been the great honor of my life. I know in my heart that nothing I have done as a senator, nothing has brought this honor on this institution. And I am confident that the Ethics Committee would agree. Nevertheless, today I am announcing that in the coming weeks, I will be resigning as a member of the United States Senate.
All right.
In the coming weeks.
In the coming weeks.
And notice he said there, nothing I have done has brought shame upon this Senate. So, and I'm sure the Ethics Committee would agree with me. So the women, some of the accusations are false. Some of them, they're just wrong in their recollection. I'm going to resign, though, despite all of it. And despite the Ethics Committee would agree with me, and I've done nothing to bring shame upon the Senate. But I'm still going to resign.
Right.
Just don't know when I'm going to do it.
Part of it, he said, if you parse the words, depending on how you interpret it, I didn't do anything in the Senate that would bring shame to the organization. That could be meant to say, well, maybe before I was a senator, I did some things that I'm not proud of.
There's that. I very quickly want to get to this parting shot that he took, of course, because he had to, because there's another person who's resigning. I want to get to that as well. So here's Al Franken's parting shot.
I, of all people, am aware that there is some irony in the fact that I am leaving while a man who has bragged on tape about his history of sexual assault sits in the Oval Office, and a man who has repeatedly preyed on young girls campaigns for the Senate with the full support of his party. But this decision is not about me. It's about the people of Minnesota.
All right, well, that's about the people of Minnesota.
He then throws people under the bus who are also accused, but not been essentially confirmed to have harassed anybody. I mean, he's talking out both sides of his mouth here.
Yeah, we just want to let you know, Representative Trent Franks has said that he is going to resign. A woman who he had a discussion, a female staffers, he had a discussion with about surrogacy. Some of them were offended by it. There were no claims of harassment or anything along those lines, but they were offended. So there was a complaint lodged. Now he has announced that he is going to resign. We're going to talk about all of this more with Ed Henry from the Fox News Channel at 8:15, and we'll delve into the Franks resignation a little bit more in depth. It is now 7:44 on WMAL.
Greeting the world with a smile shows confidence. Missing or damaged teeth can shut down your smile, changing the way the world sees you. Hi, I'm Dr. Rupralia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. How would you like to never worry about the discomfort and difficult daily care of dentures and to eat all the foods you love? Cascades Dental has one of the most experienced full mouth implant restoration teams in the DC area. One doctor changing your life with a comfortably sedated procedure in one location. In most cases, your full mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth and be done in one day. You want a doctor with experience, not a doctor gaining experience. This is what we do best. And as always, in my office, there's no fear and no lectures. We just help people smile.
Prolific experience and a legendary after plan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Cascades Dental the choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Been a while since you met with your financial planner? Want to know if you're on the right path for yourself and your family? We know you're busy. 2 hours a year is all we ask. Hi, this is Chase Hinterstein from the Wise Investor Group. Make an appointment today to come see us, and we'll show you right where you stand and get you on the path to where you want to be.
To reach Chase, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
7:45 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Mary. We have a water main break, Central Avenue. Alert, alert. So if you use 214 Central Avenue just inside the Beltway, you are able to get through, but it is causing delays and coming off the merge of the Beltway up to the intersection with Bright Seat Road. So crews are there. They're working on this. But again, you'll find your reduced lanes through that area. No problems to report to the Wilson Bridge, but the volume before you get to
210. Commuters saying just a little bit right near 15 minutes, not so bad. Inbound Suitland Parkway without any incidents reported this morning as we head slowly past Alabama Avenue up to 295. On the top side of the Maryland Beltway, that's with one of our slowest areas, Outer Loop from 95 to George Avenue, but that's pretty typical. Let's go Loudoun County. Crews dealing with the accident still in the South Riding area on 50 as you head eastbound, coming up to Pleasant Valley Road. Still watch for some activity here at last check. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Oh, and as we look ahead toward tonight, maybe a little snow around, possibly lingering into Saturday. An inch or so possible in some spots, especially just west and north. Finally, today, 41. Rain snow comes in tonight, probably to all snow later. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 38 degrees at 747 on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Dale Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
That song means, I don't know if you're aware of this, Tony, but when you hear that song, it means that somewhere in the vicinity is Larry Michael, the voice of the Redskins, because he actually has a band that follows him around playing that everywhere he goes.
That must be expensive. Do you guys pay for that?
You know what? Of course. For him, there is no expense too small. Right, Larry?
That's exactly right.
Hey, Larry. And,
it's tough to keep these people fed, but you know somebody's got to do it. They play the same song every time. It's not that tough on them.
Yeah, well, with the budget cuts, you're just going to have a recording that you have on you that's just going to follow you around. The band is kind of getting expensive. Let's talk about the game this weekend there at the LA Chargers. So here's the thing. So I went to find out about the game so I could ask you intelligent questions, and you know what I kept finding?
What'd you find?
Everything was about Kirk Cousins and are they going to renew his contract?
Yeah, that's a hot topic right now, but there's still a quarter of the season to go, and obviously it will be a very hot topic during the offseason. There's a lot of different options the Redskins have to retain him, and that's probably the most asked question I have from fans when, you know, I'm on the street or whatever. They ask me about Kirk Cousins, and you know, I think he'll be back. I think he'll be back with his football team next year. But they got four games to go this year, so you kind of like to focus on the job at hand and not look too far down the road, because you want to see this team win if you're a fan, and they've got four games to try to get above 500, get to 500, just win this week. And they've done a good job on the West Coast this year. They've had two West Coast trips, both times they've won, and that means those trips home on the plane are much better than the alternative. So this is a unique situation. You've got a couple of sidebars here. You've got a venue that is a soccer stadium that's a 27,000-seat stadium, which most of these players on this team haven't played in a stadium that size since early in their high school days. I mean, even their colleges were, you know, double the size of that. And, of course, there's the setting in L.A., with the fires out there, which everybody's kind of kept an eye on, and I do believe that there is the games are going to go on. I don't think, you know, I don't think there's no, people keep asking me that too, you know, what's going to happen? But I think business as usual when it comes to these games. But those are a couple of the sidebars as we head west.
Yeah.
Later today, we actually travel out today.
Hey, well, Larry, I was there on the Thanksgiving game, the Giants, the Redskins, and Redskins pulling it off. That game, that score does not reflect the challenge during that entire day. I mean, that score happened in the fourth quarter. How do you see the Redskins going against the Chargers here? What if you could kind of do some forecasting here, how do you see the game going?
Well, Tony, I mean, I think you're going to see the same thing. I think these games, because of the way this team has been beat up and how they really have had to fight every step of the way this year, it's going to go into the fourth quarter. San Diego's got a good passing game, got a good running game. They got a good offense. And their defense is very good against the pass, but apparently they're very weak against the run. So we've seen the Redskins run the ball this year when they've had to. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the key ingredients here. Putting pressure on their quarterback, Phillip Rivers, who's only been sacked 13 times, is a key for the Redskins. Put pressure on him. Shut down his wide receiver, Keenan Allen. And then, you know, protect Kirk Cousins, because they've got a couple good pass rushers. It's a very winnable game for the Redskins. Chargers have won three straight, but the Redskins' record is pretty much even with theirs. They're 6-6. The Redskins are 5-7. The Redskins have had some very tough breaks this year. And they're getting some guys healthy. Not enough guys, but they're getting some guys healthy. So I think, you know, Sunday afternoon on WMAL, it's going to be a great, great broadcast. And I would think it's going to go down
what time does the broadcast start, Larry?
3:05 on WMAL. Kickoff's at 4:05.
All right.
And then we've got a couple at home, but okay. You know, obviously for this team, the mathematical possibility exists, but it's not very realistic to think that the playoffs could still happen because of what would have to happen. But they still want to finish with a winning record and finish strong, and that's what it's all about right now.
Come on, Larry. Think positive.
That's
well,
right.
Have a safe trip out to L.A.
Hey, I pick
and
them to win every week. You're talking to the wrong guy.
Come on.
I
they're going
to win every single week, and this week they're going to win.
All
they're
right.
going to win by a touchdown.
Larry, have a safe trip. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Larry.
All right, guys.
Larry Michael, voice
day.
Of the Redskins, 751 on WMAL.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You have savings and investments, and you're working hard to save for retirement. Here's good news. Investing doesn't have to be right or wrong, do it or not predicament, and most importantly, you don't have to go it alone. At Edelman Financial, we can help. What are your goals? Are you saving for retirement, second home, college for a child or grandchild? You need to set goals because they determine how you should invest. At Edelman Financial Services, we can help you set those goals and give you a plan to help you achieve them. We've been doing this for more than 30 years for thousands of people just like you, and we've got the experience you need. We have 6 offices throughout Maryland and Northern Virginia, so talk with us. Or you can even get our investment management services online. Just visit rickedelman.com, that's ricedelman.com, or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Happy Friday, Landon.
Hey there, Mary. Good morning and happy Jobs Friday. Well, investors like a few things that happened overnight. Lawmakers got a temporary spending bill done in D.C., avoiding a government shutdown today, and a Brexit deal got done across the pond. Futures are higher this morning, pointing to a sharply higher open on Wall Street. And today is Jobs Friday. In a little more than a half an hour, we'll find out if the unemployment rate stayed at a 17-year low last month at 4.1%. Deadly and costly California wildfires still burning this morning. Meanwhile, Hilton is working on the smart hotel room that you control through an app on your phone. You choose the room you want, open the door, run the lights and thermostat from it. Hilton will track you and your choices, though. Netflix released season 2 of its most expensive series, The Crown, earlier this morning. And today is National Brownie Day, and restaurants and bakeries near you may be offering some freebies. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Sean Hannity here. I've told you before about the 2 failed foreign-owned solar companies that are based here in the U.S. and their effort to convince President Trump to impose steep tariffs that would put tens of thousands of Americans out of work. President Trump knows sometimes tariffs can help American companies thrive, but in this case, well, it's the American factory worker that would lose. And for what? To bail out 2 foreign companies that are exploiting American trade laws? Now, if that's not bad enough, now an unelected, unaccountable commission full of Obama-appointed bureaucrats has recommended to President Trump that he side with Obama foreign cronies. All right, so what is the president going to do? Well, the president's just too smart to not understand the complexities of these issues here. The lines are clear, and the president always stands up for the American workers and always stands up against the swamp that allowed these companies to survive, in some cases, on your dime.
Stand up for American workers. Paid for by Solar Powers America.
7:55 now WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, we started off a little bit crazy this morning on the roads, but now we've pretty much mellowed out to 70 southbound. I have some of the volume here abandoned Hyattstown briefly in Rockville. Oh, and a reminder, too, Frederick area, you probably know this already. However, if you don't, 355 closed each direction at the Monocacy River Bridge, and that's until further notice. It could take weeks to make repairs to the bridge damaged by a crash earlier this week, so 270 would be your choice in that area. 95, Maryland, crash reported northbound, 95, just north of Route 100, so we're heading through Elk Ridge, seeing those delays growing. Virginia, Loudoun County commuters heading eastbound 50 as you come up to Pleasant Valley Road. A little extra time needed with the crash to be cleared out of that left lane. Now, update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy 41 today. A little bit of light rain, light snow tonight. Some have all snow. That rain and snow will be around tomorrow. Up to an inch possible in the district. Maybe a little bit more in some spots. I'm Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're still at 38 degrees at 7:57 on WMAL.
Your doctor has said you need back surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonospine technique decompresses pinched nerves 100% of the time, completely eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved procedure right here in Virginia. Get pain-free before the holidays. Call 855-982-1591, 855-982-1591, or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. Sonospinesurgery.com. Sonospinesurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
You hear that? You gotta listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of 1,000 other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best gift on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
Eras. They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 9 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 9 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to be joined by Representative Louie Gohmert, and we're going to discuss the Mueller investigation with him, resignations of right, left, and sideways. There's going to be a lot of job openings. He's going to have a lot of new colleagues. It's 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news is brought to you by longroofing.com. Little snow on the way, a little bit of accumulation starting after tonight's rush hour.
It looks like the snow expected to begin later this evening, closer to midnight, 1, 2 a.m. tonight, and continue through Saturday morning. But like I said, it's going to be light. It could be mixed with rain early on. So amounts are probably looking at about an inch to an inch and a half along the I-95 corridor and in and around the district.
Kevin Witt with the National Weather Service. The full forecast coming up. A new two-week deadline looms for government workers after Congress approves a stopgap measure.
It wasn't a last-minute move, but it was close. Congress approved a short-term spending plan that postpones a government shutdown for 2 weeks. That means Republicans and Democrats have to hammer out their differences between now and December 22nd. Vice President Mike Pence believes it'll be done
before this Christmas. We'll produce real results for the American people that'll make America stronger and more prosperous.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Montgomery County businesses and residents pay plenty of property taxes, but not all businesses, says one county delegate.
The state of Maryland gives private country clubs big property tax discounts. Delegate David Moon's proposing legislation to stop that.
I just think it's time to revisit that decision and really take a look at this and say, is this a priority right now?
County officials were shocked to learn recently that the county's running a $120 million deficit.
I would think, the country clubs would be the last priority when fiscal times are tight.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Even as D.C. Mayor Bowser rolls out new efforts to battle rats in the city, a push to encourage backyard composting in the district that can draw rats, admittedly.
Potential public nuisances, so it's odors, it can be pathogens, and it can be unwanted critters.
But Brenda Platt with the Institute for Local Self-Reliance says if you compost properly, it can be avoided. With snow in the forecast this weekend, area ski resorts hope to be packed.
As winter appears to be ready to make its debut in D.C. this weekend, places like Seven Springs Mountain Resort in Pennsylvania say they're hoping to be ready for skiers. All they need is for it to be cold enough.
A lot of folks think that we need natural snow. What we really need is temperatures of 28 degrees or colder, and that way we can fire up our snowmaking.
The resorts came